From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. At least 18 people, some of them civilians, were killed by a car bomb in the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib. A monitor said Sunday, no group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack in Idlib province. Earlier Sunday, Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the province, according to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province, according to the observatory. Syrian rebels captured the region, which borders Turkey, from President Bashar Assad's regime in 2015. Since the start of a government military operation in October, Assad's forces have recaptured about 60 towns and villages on the border between Idlib and the neighboring Hama region. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says it is good for the United States that North and South Korea are set to engage in high-level talks, but she warned that North Korea's nuclear weapons ambitions still pose a serious threat to the world. This is a very dangerous situation, she told ABC News on Sunday. Haley said the United States is not letting up on the pressure to end North Korea's nuclear weapons development and warned, we can destroy them too. She said that if the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un were to launch a nuclear attack on the United States, it is not going to be us, the United States, that is destroyed. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Former